Hi, I'm Oki, and welcome to Tell Me About Your Book. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Tell Me About Your Book. I'm sitting here with author Kirsty Nichols, who's written a historic fantasy romance, which I think is fascinating. It's called Fire on Fire. And hi, Kirsty, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Oki?
I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for being here with me. Let's get into your book. This is your debut novel. And can you tell me what your book's about?
Sure. So Fire on Fire is a historic romantasy set in 16th century Scotland. Aidan is a retired admiral for the Royal Scots Navy, and his wife Evelyn is a druid. The story focuses around when their children are kidnapped by the King of England. So they set across the moorlands. They set across the moorlands to find them. And so it's that adventure, that quest, and their trek is from around, I would say, like the Glasgow area down to London. So they're going through, you know, Northern England, all of the mountains and the moorlands. And so they meet a lot of interesting characters and creatures along the way.
I have so many fun questions for this because this is so great, because not only is it a romance into this, there's also adventure, there's fantasy. How did this first come about? What made you want to write something like this? There's so many things into it.
Yeah, so I have always leaned toward writing more like crime and like gothic romance novels. This one is something so different from what I would normally write. And I'm not really like a big fantasy person in general. I had a big learning curve when it came to writing this book, just like learning about everything that goes into a fantasy novel. So I was actually watching The Witcher when it first came out. I'm not like a huge fan of Geralt and Yennefer's relationship. However, I was drawn into one factor, and that was the family unit. The fact that the story kind of focuses around Geralt being a father and navigating through that whole process while being inside of a fantasy world with all of these monsters and, you know, characters and magic. He's just having to be a normal dad. I thought about it, and when it comes to the fantasy realm, as a genre, most of the time the story doesn't go past them getting through their hero's journey, right? Once they get to the end of that and they find like the person that they're going to be with for the rest of their life, that's kind of the happy ending and that's it. So there aren't a lot of stories of a husband and wife with their kids and just being like, what happens after the happily ever after?
Right,
and
that's, I was going to say, yeah.
So that's kind of the story I wanted to tell, is that, you know, whether you're the husband, the wife, the man, or the woman, you still have a story past there. And so I kind of wanted to tell like that story. Like that we can still, even as parents, be badasses, essentially.
Right, yeah, I love that. Or even as parents, you can still be in love, or, you know, you thrive to still keep the romance and stuff like that. How was it writing Fire on Fire? How was your writing journey?
Aidan's story kind of just came to me one day. I didn't know anything about Scotland. I didn't know about the lore. I didn't know about the people. I had never seen Braveheart. I had never read or watched Outlander. Like, I knew nothing. But what I did love about kind of that area is like the Tudor time period, right? So the Renaissance, the jousting, the knights, the, you know, damsel in distress and the, you know, Arthurian legend, that stuff I've always loved. So I couldn't find a lot about Renaissance Scotland. there's just not a lot of documentation out there about all the stories. You know, when you hear about Scotland, it's the Highlands, it's the clans, it's the Battle of Culloden. There's not like resources to find out about like what happened with James the Fourth and Fifth's reign and all that stuff. Like what was going on in Scotland when King Henry the Eighth was transforming England. And it was fun to get to delve into something that I actually had to like talk to locals about, like, gotcha. That is just not a lot of material out there, right. I guess.
And then you add the fantasy part into it. How was it having to balance what you want to write about medieval Scotland versus adding in a fantasy part?
So with Scotland, I found it very easy because Scotland itself is magical. There in Scotland, they like fairies are a normal part of life. You know what I mean? Like that's just part of the culture. All of the legends and the lore, the Kelpies, the unicorns, that is part of just being Scottish. That's something like in America, we may have like Native American lore, but it like we're so disconnected from our urban legends and stuff here. It's so interconnected there that it's so easy to kind of believe that there was magic during that time period, you know? Right. So that part was easy.
What would you say is your favorite part of writing Fire and Fire, or what, like a character or like a scene that you really enjoyed writing?
That's kind of a two-part answer. My favorite part of writing the story is telling how Aidan and Evelyn met and just how their love story kind of came to be, because they both are just very independent people. And with each other, they found their people. Like he's an adventurer, he's a sailor, he's been all over the world. And she's very independent, doesn't need anybody in her life and doesn't have any like wants or cares to have somebody in her life. And so they just end up fitting together and falling so hard for each other that it's a beautiful story. And my favorite scene, it involves like a willow tree scene on the top of, and if you've been to Edinburgh, the top of Calton Hill, where the big Roman statue and stuff is. I used that a lot as kind of like a center grounding point. So there's a really pretty scene that happens there. And that was probably my favorite to write. Character wise, one of my favorites is our Wolver character. So in Scottish mythology, a Wolver is kind of like a werewolf. But he's also just like a guy. Like he...
Okay. A Wolver?
Yeah. So he lives in... They live in the woods. They usually live in a cave and they fish. That's basically what they do, is they just sit out and fish the rivers. And what they would do is they weren't necessarily appreciated by the locals because they were different or strange, but for people that weren't able to like afford to feed themselves, they would like bring food to like those that were less fortunate because they fished all the time. His name is Elias, and he's kind of an outcast, but he's very smart. He's very good with his hands, and it was kind of my ability to portray someone that's maybe not so socially inclined, right? Like he's not grown up around people. He doesn't know how to really react to social environments. And he's kind of nervous in those environments. So it gets to be a situation where Aidan kind of gets to bring this character into his own and make him feel warm and accepted as part of their group, which is something he hasn't had, but he becomes this great blossomed character that kind of represents just a different character set than we normally see in fantasy. Like, he's just, he's different. He's not like the big hero, but he's able to, you know, go on his own little journey. I guess he's one of my favorites.
I love that. I love to hear more about Aiden. So are you done with Aiden and Evelyn? I mean, is there maybe a number two in the works, A Fire on Fire, without spoiling it, I guess?
So I do have, I am in the process of, I've already plotted out the prequel, which is, yeah, so it's the story of Aiden from the time that he's 14 up until, like, he meets Evelyn and goes through his journey of becoming admiral and all that with the Scots Navy. So that's already plotted. And then I'm in the process of planning out a sequel, which would be the kids. You know, Aiden's older, right? So he's 35 in the story in Fire on Fire. You know, so his kids are 10 and 8. They're kind of having their own little adventure, being kidnapped. I wanted to kind of tell, like, the story that happens with them.
Kind of like the other side of what Aiden and Evelyn was going through while searching for him, kind of thing.
Well, so the sequel with, their names are Alice and Colin. They're the children. The sequel would be what happens when King Henry tries to take Edinburgh for, like, once James V dies and King Henry tries to take Edinburgh, that would happen, you know, once they're, like, grown, they've gone off to, like, do their, so once, so it's kind of like their hero's journey that would happen once all that stuff starts going on in Scotland.
I'm so ready to, like, map all this out. It just sounds so intriguing. I feel like this can be, like, a huge series, and to really get to know Aiden and Evelyn, and then the kids, and then just getting to know all these other characters that you have. It's so creative and so cool. So, Kirsty, what else can you tell me about you as an author?
Me as an author? I've been writing since I was in about fifth grade. I've always written more, like, I did, like, screenplays, novellas. I did fan fiction for my friends and stuff. So mostly it's, like, gothic, horror, mystery, true crime. That's always been kind of my strong suit. So I love vampires. I love detectives and any combination thereof. I actually, like, once I had my children, I kind of put my writing aside for about 9-10 years. I just couldn't find that creative spark anymore because I was so busy with just life, living, being a mom. And I don't know what it was, but when Aiden kind of came to me, because in my personal life, I am a military spouse and my husband is in the US Navy. So he is a sailor. When Aiden's story came to me, him going through what he went through as being a privateer, as being an admiral regent to the King of Scotland, and just all the different battles and everything he had gone through, PTSD is something that he was going through as a character. And I feel like when you tell these grand stories about knights and sorcery and magic and stuff, I think that's a part that's kind of left out, is how do these crazy astronomical events affect the character as a human being? So when his character arc was, like, put before me, I just knew I had to write it. I had to write his story all the way through, and I just didn't have a choice. So that was kind of like what pulled me back into writing, and it really kind of re-sparked my love for it. And I have other ventures that I'm starting to write down as well. And so it's all because of him, all because of his character that kind of drug me back into it, I guess.
And that's why it's great to hear that it's not just this one book. I mean, this one book is already massive and magnificent as it is already, I feel. But it's nice to hear that you have like a prequel and then a sequel with the kids and things like that. Like this character Aiden's become your like, I don't know the word for it, kind of like my muse,
I guess.
Your muse, right. So do you think it will continue with the fantasy romance stuff beyond Aiden? You know, versus like going back to crime maybe, or whatever comes to you, I guess.
Probably not. Like, I feel like his story is, like, to me, it's attached to such a tangible person that mm-hmm. it doesn't feel like fantasy. It really hasn't felt like fantasy writing it, just because there is so much research that I've had to do on just to try to make things historically accurate, you know, like how were the ships made back then and
right.
stuff like that.
Or even the armor or whatnot.
Yeah. Probably won't stay in the fantasy realm, but you know, you never know. Something else might come up. Right.
Different version of Aiden will pop up
yeah.
into your writing realm. Well, I want to say thank you for coming by today and like telling me about this world that you've created and research. And this is so cool. So where can we get your book, Kirsty?
It is for pre-order on Amazon right now, but I also have my link for signed paperbacks on my website. All my links are available on my website, and that is kirstynichols.com. And then just for any like extras on, you know, like the writing, Scott's Dictionary, just because any of that is all on my website as well. I am also available on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, but my tag is always Kirsty Nichols. So at Kirsty Nichols on any of those platforms. And on Instagram, I do go over kind of like the writing process. So you get to see kind of like those little snippets. But yeah.
Thank you. I know when we're recording, your book is not quite out yet. But when the episode comes out, I'm sure your book will be out by then. How was your publishing journey? How was it for that?
Marketing's probably the most difficult part of publishing.
That's what most authors have told me.
Like just scheduling everything out and being able to get everything in where it's supposed to be and making sure that, you know, that the editor is able to get everything done, the formatter is able to get everything done. It is just kind of a very close step-by-step process. But yeah, the marketing is, I think, the hardest part for authors because we're not business people. We're creatives. So it's getting there.
I've heard that people will say, we thought that the writing or even the editing part was the most tedious work. But no, it's the marketing. Having to do the elevator pitches and things like that. So I totally understand. But I'm glad you're here. With this platform, this is awesome for me to learn about your book. Like I said earlier, thank you for coming by today and talking to me. Any last minute thing you want to say before we go today?
Other than just thank you for having me on. It's so much fun to get to kind of share
right.
a world that's just kind of been locked in your head for so long. Right. Just to be able to talk about it with someone who appreciates, you Yay. Know, all the hard work that goes into writing. So I definitely appreciate you bringing me on and just Yay. Talking thank with you. Me about it.
Yay, thank you. I always tease that meme that says, you guys take hours and months and years to write your book. And us readers are like, we read it in 2 days.
Yeah.
We're ready for the next one. And you're just like, hold on. But thank you, Kirsty. Thank you for doing all this. I hope I get to talk to you again when your next book comes out. And I hope we keep knowing Aiden and Evelyn and even the kids and everything else surrounding this. I want to know more about anything medieval, especially in Scotland and England. This is a fascinating world, actually. I will talk to you next time, Kirsty. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day. I hope you feel better.
Yay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Tell Me About Your Book. Please continue to support indie authors and indie bookstores. And if you would love to support Tell Me About Your Book podcast, you can certainly do so by going to buymeacoffee.com/tellmepodcast. For a price of a coffee, you can support monthly for just $5. There's other tiers too in the memberships, and you can look at all the info about it, and I would certainly appreciate it. And of course, there's the other podcast, Books, Cats, and Snacks, where Katty and I talk all things book and about her cats too. See you then.